Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Tiffany Fikes. And we are back this week with a continuation of our Simple Hacks for Health, because we really just have so many great ideas. You can't trust us to give anything too simple. So we're going to tune back into the conversation that we had and enjoy.
Enjoy.
What about mental health?
Yeah, mental health is so important. I think there's so many people out there that are struggling with their mental health. I mean,
yeah,
it's tough out there. It's really a struggle. I know for me, exercise is the number one thing to help with my mental health. And I'm trying to, so I work out 3 days a week. I usually do one walk on the weekend, and then I'm adding a 20-minute walk on the other days. It's only 1 mile, but it's just something to get moving.
I love that, Wendy. There's a quote that I kept on my phone for the first year of making my health a priority, and it's, exercise is the most underutilized antidepressant.
And sleep, too.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. When my son was struggling during COVID, we went to see a mental health professional for him. And the very first question out of that psychiatrist's mouth was about his sleep. The first one.
Well, and I exercise to sleep because I need my body to be exhausted. Because like we've talked about, my brain is processing all the information. And so I need my body to be exhausted enough to sleep. Even if the exercise doesn't make you feel great or make you feel less sad once you're done. Like this morning, I woke up kind of sad and then I did a workout and I'm still sad. Like it did not solve my sadness, but I will sleep well tonight. And I tell my boys all the time, like God heals all things with sleep. So maybe be like me and just exercise for your mental health by making yourself sleep better, because they go hand in hand together.
The other thing, too, is I think breaks from social media, you know, comparison's the thief of all joy. And now we have access to all the good of everyone's life, only the good most of the time. And so taking a break from social media, like I'm very particular about when I get on, how long I stay on, because it was impacting my mindset at one point of like, and not realizing it. You actually don't realize when you're scrolling and you see, you know, everyone's on vacation but you, and you just worked a 16-hour day or what, you're thinking that everyone around you is just living this like dream life constantly, you know, it starts impacting you. And so taking breaks from social media, especially if you're finding that you're entering into a sort of a trap of comparing yourself, helps a lot with mental health for sure.
Or get rid of it.
Yes.
I give everybody permission. I talk to so many people who are like, oh, I need to do better on my social media. I need to do this. Or I'm like, no, you don't.
Just stop doing it.
You don't need to do that. I mean, because the likelihood of like TikTok or one of these things going away or changing is actually pretty high.
Yep.
Something's going to change probably, you know, just have real human connection. Except don't give up your podcast.
Yes. This helps your mental health.
That's right.
Okay, so exercise is up next, right? Hacks for exercise. And we'll try to speed it up here, but because we got some good hacks here. But exercise is critical, right? As Tiffany said, she exercises to sleep. I learned that from her. After she taught me that, I started lifting more weights and I've been sleeping better ever since. So exercise, yes, helps so much. As much as possible, making exercise the priority in the morning is ideal. Now, it's work out when you can, okay? And knocking it out in the morning, because you never know what's going to happen, right? I was supposed to record an episode with Tiffany and Wendy just a little bit ago, and I got a surprise call of a pretty big emergency in one of our locations. I didn't predict that this morning. You know, I didn't wake up thinking that that's what was going to happen. So if your exercise block is in the middle of the day or at night, you don't know what's going to happen. But in the morning time, before all the emergencies typically surface, get your workout in. The other thing, too, is like stand-up desk, right? I think right now, Wendy and I are standing, and it's a good way of keeping moving. Also, just they say sitting is now the new cancer, like meaning like it's really important to be standing and or walking as much as possible.
Do you have one of those wiggle boards that you stand on?
No, but I look like I do sometimes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a balance board.
Yeah, you stand on it. You could stand on it with no shoes on if you wanted to. It's got like little bumps on it and it wiggles. Yeah, look, it's got a curve in it. So you got kind of go like this.
That's great for your abs, right?
It's good for your back. It's like hard on your back just to stand a lot, you know?
Well, and Joshua sits on a ball, an exercise ball. Like he doesn't have a chair. He has a ball because that helps your core when you're sitting down. You're using muscles instead of just like melting into a chair.
Yes.
One of my favorite hacks for exercise is combining walking with other things. You've heard me talk about this before. Like, I did all my one-on-ones walking. If it wasn't raining, we were outside walking around our building, like pacing in the parking lot, doing our one-on-ones. It's when I spend time with my kids sometimes. It's how I hang out with a neighbor. It's like, let's go on a walk together if we want to catch up versus let's sit at coffee and stare at each other across the table. Like, let's go walk. I love doing that.
Yeah, just figure out what you love. If you love pickleball, do pickleball. If you like to take a 1 mile walk with your dog, go and do that. Sarah loves her Peloton.
Yes.
You know, it's been fun watching you get into your Peloton. Me, I love to do a lot of weightlifting. That's fun for me. Whatever you like to do, you get to do that.
The key is move. Move your body. And throughout the day, you can add movement into your body that you don't realize, right? So like when you park in the furthest parking spot and walk all the way in, take the stairs instead of the elevator.
You know, unless you're in Texas and it's the summer, because then that's crazy.
You don't sweat. Do it anyway.
That's true. What am I complaining about? Yeah. But you know, when it's like that shimmery,
oh, yeah.
When it shimmers across the parking lot and you can see the target, you know, you're like, oh, it's this shimmering, you know, and you're like, can I make it?
This is why Virginia is better than Texas. All the Texans are always telling me how great Texas is. I'm like, Virginia with our four seasons sounds great. No, but move, yeah. Move your body. And then last but not least, hacks for stress management. This is a big one as you're building your empire. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And you've got to constantly be modifying this because your level of stress changes. And so like what worked yesterday may not be enough for tomorrow. And so knowing that you're constantly building your practice.
Well, and this is also this idea of thinking about what's extra in your life. I think I've said this before on the podcast, but I put this on my 411. I just want to remind myself of what's going on that's extra. I had a walk with a friend of mine a couple days ago, and she was telling me all the extra things that were going on in her life. First of all, she just lost her job. Her parents are not well. She got mold in her house. And so they had to move out of their house for 4 months, and now they're remodeling it. And her son basically dropped out of college and came home. She has a lot of like extra stuff on her plate. And so I actually just remind myself, I don't know, it's a way of being compassionate with myself, like of what's extra that's going on. And then also like what's finite about that. Okay, well, here's what's extra. And I know that my house will be remodeled in 6 weeks.
You've never shared that I've heard. That's huge.
I just call it what's extra.
What's extra?
Yeah.
That's so good.
It's just a reminder of like, oh gosh, yeah, I've only got 6 more weeks to deal with this, or I've got a big event coming up, or I've got this, or I've got that. So
I love that. For me, my prayer and gratitude time in the morning is such a big deal for me in terms of stress management. You know, my belief system is that like nothing is really in my control. And so like when you realize like you're just going to wake up every day, do your best with whatever is in front of you, and realizing that there's a higher power that has a lot to do with that. For me, that gives me a peace in terms of removing some stress. I had our amazing co-host Kimber last week. She texted me because I had shared with my amazing circle that I was having one of the hardest weeks of my career. And she texted me privately and she said, I am too. So thank you for sharing. And then I sent her a sort of mantra that I was telling myself that week to get through it is, if it's in front of you, that means you're ready for it. And so like as you're navigating stress, as things are at you, there's a reason for it. And you don't always know the reason, but just trusting that there is a reason and that you will make it through it and that you are strong enough to navigate it. And at the same time, I love what Wendy's adding here in terms of giving yourself grace, that there are times in life, that's what counterbalance is about, where you got to focus on some personal things to then be able to navigate better the work things. And so I think it's critical for that. But I think my prayer time in the morning is such a de-stressor for me because it's not reliant on Sarah. in my mind.
Well, and meditation goes right along with that, which is just this idea of, you know what? You're just right here in the present moment.
Mm.
And worry is really about things that have happened in the past or things that are going to happen in the future. And you only have the present moment. And meditation just reminds you of that. Like, look around, listen to the birds, take a breath. What's interesting about meditation is your breath is the only thing that you can control with your conscious brain and your subconscious brain. There's nothing really else that we can do in our bodies, which is what makes meditation so powerful. So we can't sneeze on our own. Really, thinking happens very subconsciously. But breath, we can actually stop and control it with our consciousness. And our subconscious is always also going to control our breathing at the same time. Like, we can't stop our heart if we want to. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And that's why the breath is so powerful, is because it is one of those subconscious things that we can actually control. So,
well, and the practice of meditation is one of the biggest parts of stress management, is understanding that you can bring yourself back to your breath or to the present moment. And knowing also that you have not failed miserably when you are thinking about the future instead of your breath. And then you like, okay, let's try that again. And like, you know, with loving kindness, come back to your breath. And, you know, like, you can think about that.
Tiffany's best friend, Tamara Lovett.
Oh, yeah. Tamara Lovett. Love her.
I love Tiffany's calming voice. New empire building calming app coming out.
That's right.
To listeners near you.
In conjunction with Hydrate.
Brought to you by Hydrate. But that's like so important, because when you fail at your stress management, then what does that do but create more stress? You know, just trying to find those moments where you can think about your breathing, when you can do nothing. Because the only way you can do nothing is actually by being fully present. And so that act of practicing that and understanding that it is a practice, it's not a destination, helps me personally, and maybe it's just me with my perfectionism that I have, manage my stress more, because I'm like, okay, did not do well there, but you know what? We're going to do it right this second again. Let's try again. So that's been important to me.
I would just end this category with talking about human connection. This is so important for your relaxation and stress management. We are human creatures. And, you know, I've been having a tough week. My dad died a week ago, and it's just been a really stressful week for me, hard week. You know, when I felt very lost and alone and sad, I've had my friends that I can lean on and count on and go for walk and talks or just reach out to my friends. And so all of these things, what underlies that is just this idea of connecting with other people that can help with your stress so much more, which is, you know, part of the reason we started our company, our sister company, Her Best Life, and just really important. So if you're feeling like you're stressed or lonely or sad or whatever, just remember that, you know, reach out to a friend who can help you with some of that. So
I love it. So these were just some of our quick, sometimes not so quick hacks, but really good things that you can implement, take action, right? And so building an empire is hard. And if you let your health go to the back burner, you will not last. And we want all of our listeners to last. If this is your desire, your goals for your life, and what brings you joy is to build your business, you don't want to leave that big life on the back burner. And health has such a big part of living that big life. So nutrition, sleep, mental health, exercise, and stress management. Take something that we shared today, execute on it, implement it, and watch your life just be elevated through that. And so thank you guys for joining us today. Wendy, you have something to add?
Well, I just wanted to say, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. We're always looking to grow our listenership and our audience, and this is a great one to share with a friend. So if this resonated with you, please go out and share this episode, because we'd love to help more people and grow our listenership. So thank you guys so much. And go out and build your big business and even bigger life.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.